Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So last year, two memorable wins over Columbus North, the Conference Indiana Co-Championship and the regional title. Two games won by a total of 6 points. This year, there will be no Conference Indiana title, but Jason Spears' Cougars of North can finish 3-2. A lot of pride involved here. And post its 10th win Friday night by beating the Bulldogs on the McKinney Court. After posting its lowest total in a game 35 last Friday night against Terre Haute North, North bounced back with 70 against Evansville Wrights, beat them by 31, hoping that that momentum carries through on Friday night and gets them over the hump towards a winning season, which is still feasible, what with three regular season games, counting this one, still left on the schedule.
Where's the 50-50 ball? What's the offensive rebounding look like? How tough are we? I mean, it's the late season Conference Indiana game. It's probably going to come down to some heart and some hustle. You have to have good instincts. You know, you can't take breaks mentally or physically. The team that's able to focus, you know, the longest and it's able to, you know, anticipate where the action is and then, you know, just getting after it.
So a lot to gain still for the Cougars of North. Our coverage will begin at 6:55 Friday night with Chalk Talk and Jason Spear. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the Reds certainly have one of the more crowded infield rotations in MLB. Many have wondered what manager David Bell will do with the plethora of infield talent. We have Eli De La Cruz, Matt McClain, Jonathan India, now that he's in the fold with that two-year contract extension. Jeff Brantley's in his 17th season as a member of the Reds TV and Reds on radio broadcast teams. The Cowboy visited us recently as part of the Reds caravan, and I asked him about, well, where Eli has to improve his bat discipline at the plate.
Yeah, I think for Eli, just like with any superstar hitter that comes through the minor leagues, you adjust to what the challenge is. I know for a fact that this offseason he's already made two or three adjustments in his swing, getting a little bit shorter, getting a little bit quicker bat path to the baseball. And I think those are the things that you ultimately get forced into when you get to the big leagues and this is the place you want to stay.
The old Cowboy, Jeff Brantley, his observations on Eli De La Cruz. He's been named as a player to watch out for during his second season. He's expected to make huge strides for the Reds after having a promising rookie campaign. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.